At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the NFL Week 7 Prediction Show, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch. Getting into the action today with MyBookie.com. As always, we're joined by the host of Wolf Untamed, Derek Wolf. Derek, how are you, buddy? Broncos won again.
Hey, they're rolling right now. If Bo Nix can just not make a mistake.
I'm sorry. What's his name?
Bo Nix.
There we go. There we go. All just right. One word.
There's too much of a pause in between Bo and Nix.
It's Bo Nix.
It's just a one syllable.
Bo Nix. Well, no. It's two
syllables, but it's one word.
Guy's silent. Bonks.
If it was boinks, dude, I'd buy that jersey all fucking day long. The problem is I'm 7 games away now from having to get a tattoo. I can tell you what the audience settled on, by the way, looking through the comments, because we asked everybody for their ideas. The favorite at about 60%, if it was me, I'm just speaking for myself on this one, was Let's Ride. The famous Russell Wilson quote. So, yes, I will get Let's Ride if they win 10 games tattooed on.
What about let Bo cook?
He doesn't do that.
And it's a picture of Bo Nix.
He doesn't do that. Only Russell Wilson does that bullshit. And then, Derek, it's TBD on you. But, yeah, Let's Ride was the only overwhelming favorite. I've hated Russell Wilson on the show since it started, you know, fucking 9 years ago.
Yeah, I can't stand him.
Yeah.
Can't. He was a disaster here, but honestly, like, the defense is playing such good football right now. We got white dudes at white corners getting interceptions out there. All right. Riley Moss getting interceptions. Then you got Pat Surtain, who's probably going to go down as one of the best to ever do it. I really do think that he goes for 102 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. The defensive back play in the NFL recently, and then these dynamic multi-position defenders, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you could call them that, like Micah Parsons, for example, are one big reason that I think there's a good chance Travis Hunter goes first in the draft next year. It depends on who gets the pick, right? But if it's somebody who goes D first, like Broncos, Patriots, somebody like that, I can almost guarantee you that Travis Hunter is going to be that first pick, because nobody who's ever done what he's done.
Deion is the only one I can name.
A little bit, but it was more later in his career. It wasn't until he got to, like, I guess a couple times in Atlanta, but it wasn't really until he got to Dallas that he started doing receiver shit.
Atlanta, they put him on a lot of punt returns.
Yeah, punt return. But that's,
and then the occasional passing play, yeah. But not every single down. Dallas is
in
where.
Yeah, was that 95, I think, was his first year in Dallas? Because he only played 1 year in San Francisco, right?
Yes,
they won a title in 94, and he fucked off.
I think. Derek, have you ever seen anybody like that in college when you were playing who played both ways?
No. No, the closest thing you get to it now are like defensive linemen that can play fullback and stuff like that. Like the guy, what's that guy from the Chargers? And then before him, it was the dude from the Ravens. Those guys both play. They're not just like backup defense line. They're like defense linemen, and they start at fullback. But to see for a guy to go receiver and actually be successful and play defensive back and lock people down, get interceptions. Like shit like that. Like it's, I don't know, man. He's the best football player in college football.
I remember Miles Jack did it at UCLA. He was a running back and a linebacker.
Miles Jack.
He got drafted by the Jaguars. Okay. He's pretty good.
All right. Yeah.
Travis Hunter's going to have 1,000 receiving yards, 10 receiving touchdowns, and 5 or more interceptions this year.
That's insane. That's fucking crazy. Which should give you the Heisman.
You would think so, but Genty is crazy too.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
All around football player.
Yeah.
Like around football player. Like,
I mean, he's doing something historic, so that might win it for him. But then again, if Jenty beats Barry Sanders' record, he's going to get it. Right.
Yeah. I just, for me, thinking about it more and more over the last few days, for a guy that's playing 100 snaps a game, dude, on both sides of the ball, I don't know how you don't give it to him. We've never seen it. And it's kind of like Shohei in Major League Baseball, pitches and hits. I think you got to give it to him. We'll see how it all shakes out. All right, kids, you know the rules. We'll go over last week's hits and misses. Thank God I did a little better last week. And we'll get to this week's picks. Top of the show here, though, I wanted to ask you, Derek, and I said this on Monday's show, about the Raiders right now. I don't think I've ever seen players sit out that aren't hurt just to boycott or be traded. We just got this came across the wire right now. So Davante Adams is going to sit again this week. Has anybody ever sat to get traded and just kind of waited it out in the NFL?
I mean, not that I've seen. Like it's on a team that I'm on, but I've heard of stories like of this happening, but we're in a different league now. You know, this used to be like people would look at this as like, hey, he's selfish. He is not trying to win. But at the end of the day, man, like the league has made it clear that the teams are going to take care of themselves. Right. So as players, we got to take care of ourselves. And I wish I would have thought that way more when I was playing. Cause I would just say, fuck it and go play hurt. Even though we had zero chance of winning a fucking Super Bowl. And I would go play hurt and fuck myself up worse. And then it would come back to bite you in the butt. So if I'm Davante Adams, I would save myself too. Why take years off your career for Gardner Minshew to go out there and eat boogers, his own boogers, and then fucking throw interceptions and just suck? Like that's what's happening.
Well, it's no longer Minshew, by the way. It's O'Connell. Yeah.
It's back to the Mohican.
It is. Yeah.
Aiden O'Connell, the least Mexican of all time.
Yeah.
It's upsetting to me. Honestly, I think we need to launch an investigation into this guy
because of his skin color.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
We got to bronze him up or something. Get him a fucking sombrero, a chihuahua taco.
Oh, yeah.
A little fucking whatever. And an accordion. Just actually, you know,
mariachi band,
full mariachi.
Get a full mariachi band in the backfield at this point. But yeah, they benched him at halftime and I was watching the game because I had some money on it. I didn't really know why. It was 12 of 17, 148, one touchdown, an interception. The game was tied. They come out after halftime. He's benched. Before the game, though, Adams and like six other dudes weren't playing. Is it Antonio Pierce? Like, is he too intense? What's the fucking story?
So I think those guys like Pierce.
Mm.
Pierce might be here's the thing. You never know what's going on. Like, you never want to think a coach would do this, but he might be like, hey, look, guys, like fucking chill out. You don't even need to play. Like, don't even go out there. Like I'm benching our fucking quarterback. You don't need to play. It's a fucking useless. Like just save yourself. We're going to try to fucking get a good draft pick, get a good quarterback and move on. Cause that's what they need is a quarterback.
They're not going to get one in this draft.
Well, they need a quarterback. They need a running back. They need a lot of things up there.
Yeah. But running backs you can get in every draft, yeah. Literally every draft.
There'll be a bunch in this one.
Yeah. There's a bunch. There might be, early. And Raiders are going to have an early first round pick or second round pick. They can probably get a fucking top tier running back.
Oh, easily. They could get Judkins or Henderson in the second round. Or Gentry will probably go first.
We'll see. He might go in the late
end of the first. Yeah. If I'm the Chiefs or something like that, it'd be great.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
I think that what's happening over there is that they had all this hype behind Pierce as a head coach. I think he just needs to hire better coordinators. It's at the end of the day, like you have to hire coordinators that can use the guys you got. You know what I mean? It's just, there's something going on. You know how a business is run, right? If it's shitty at the top, it rolls downhill. You got an owner who is so fucking dumb. He thinks that this young girl he's dating fucking likes him for his hair, I guess.
How dare you?
Derek, come on. That's real love. And I'm sorry if you haven't found it.
She didn't know who he was.
I had no idea.
They just met and hit it off.
And went to a P.F. Chang's.
Yep.
Lovely meal.
There's no chance that that's the truth. There's no way. There's just no fucking way.
Derek, when's the last time you've been to a P.F. Chang's? Because I think there is a way, and I think it's the general chicken that they got there. It's
general
delightful.
Sal,
whoever it is, don't care.
General Dave's chicken.
It's not so-so. I can tell you that. It's great. So yeah, they're having a young love. It's the summer of love out there in Las Vegas. Another question I want to ask you about that was super bizarre over the weekend was the NFL is reviewing George Pickens' explicit eye black. Why would that even be a factor or something you need to look into?
Did he have like a dick and balls on his face or something like explicit? What does that mean?
It says, always fucking open is what it says. Are you not allowed to swear?
Yeah, you're not supposed to swear.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
It's because there's so many mics on us. And there's like, I mean, if you've noticed, you can hear everything that's going on in the field now. Like when you watch a live game, you can hear everything. So they have so many microphones out there. They just don't want like young kids to hear that, I guess, which is, I mean.
Well, he just had it written on his eye black and it went across his nose.
He had the F word written on his.
Yeah, you definitely can't do that.
You can't do that?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
You shouldn't do that. Just like write it and use like asterisks or whatever. You know what I mean? Just like put different symbols in there so people can know what you're saying. But I don't know, man. I think it's a big deal when you're playing on national TV and you have like a lot of kids are watching these football games. You kind of have to, you know, you might not ask to be a role model, but you are. You're just, that's just part of the fucking job.
Bitch-ass kids.
Yeah, because the kid from Alabama, he didn't get fined yet, but people were bitching that his eye black over the weekend said, kill everyone.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. This is a blood sport. He's not like, you know what I mean? Kill everything. That's what he's doing. He's out there trying to, everybody that gets in his way is getting fucking hit and ran over. Like, that's what he's thinking. That's a mindset thing. That's fine.
Look, I love it. People are bitching about it. Also, Texans put Nico Collins on the IR. He's the leading receiver in the NFL there. It's not great. A lot of injuries. Everybody's top running back, wide receiver, fantasy-wise, all of them are going down there. That's a big fucking miss right there for the Texans for a while. Looks like probably 4 to 5 weeks for that injury, and then they'll re-examine it after that. And then lastly, the NFL execs have said that arrests are down by a half since the Ray Rice case. Was that brought up in your locker room ever?
The Ray Rice deal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about it, obviously. A lot of guys, it was funny because there was a lot of guys on both sides that were like, you know, you should never do that and this and that. And they're like, well, she forgave him. And so he should, and she didn't file charges. So it should be no big deal. But it's a culture thing, man. There's a lot of guys that come from that culture where like that's like it's not a big deal, which is sad to say, you know what I mean, but they come from that culture. Like a lot of guys come from that culture where it's like viewed as like not a big deal. If somebody puts their hands on you, you could put your hands on them regardless of your set. So
did they have to put you in a class with Herm Edwards? I remember seeing a E60 on it when you first came in the league about what you should and shouldn't do and then what you should and shouldn't do with your money and all that stuff.
Yeah, they do. It's called a rookie. They do these like rookie meetings every week during training camp or during like the spring OTAs and stuff like that. And during the season, you have one every now and then where the NFLPA sends guys in there to kind of tell you like who to trust, who not to trust and this and that. But it's really still all bullshit because, you know, at the end of the day, man, like there's like, these approved financial advisors, these NFL approved financial advisors, they get their approval and they're still fucking scamming guys. Like it's just happens all over the league. It's sad, man, because unfortunately as an NFL player, you don't have as an athlete in general, you don't have a lot of fucking time to focus on anything but what you're doing. So you're focused on training and playing fucking football. So worried about financials is like, dude, I don't like it's like a back burner. You're like, just, I hope I don't fucking, I'm just trying not to spend all my money. That's all you want.
This is a problem with the broader American population as well. Right.
Yeah.
Like you don't learn anything about the economy or finances in fucking school, man.
Oh.
And then it's funny. They will, you can't buy a handgun at 18, for example, right? Because you're not mature enough or whatever they say. But you can take out a literal six-figure loan to go to an institution from an institution that didn't teach you anything about finance to an institution that will teach you nothing about finance and saddle you with debt. That seems stupid,
Yeah. Right?
If you just say it out loud like that, like, oh shit, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Why the fuck? And you get a degree in general studies just because you're required to have a 4-year degree to apply for a job at a marketing company when marketing has nothing. You will never learn how to do marketing in school. Mm-hmm. That is not how it works.
Yeah, it's pretty much up to you. We have this thing on Drinking Bros called the Greenlight card, and it's a credit card for kids, but the parents load money onto it. So I do it for my son.
You should get one for
every
yours
single
too,
week.
Derek.
Yeah,
like you can set it up like payroll almost, where you set whatever their allowance or whatever the fuck you want to call it is, and it doesn't go through until you check off the box of all the chores that you gave them to do, or making good grades, or whatever. It's community service. You could set all kinds of other stuff up on there. It's dope as hell.
So I gave my kid last week, he did all his chores and everything else, and it was $40. And then my wife took him, because there's a PIN too. So it's a credit card and a PIN.
Yep.
So that way you're getting used to using a credit card out in public, like financially and everything else. And he had $40 on it. He knew what the budget was. And then he goes in there and tries to tally up things that are, you know, $39.99, just one penny under, but it still teaches you how to, you know, manage money and an account and all that stuff. Maybe they should do that for NFL players. You guys get debt card, like a debit card.
Well, I think they should start in college now with NIL. Mm. I mean, these guys are getting paid, right? So start them on a Greenlight account. Like, look, as soon as you get to college, you get a Greenlight account. We're going to fucking teach you how to, you have all these in college football, you have all these advisors that are like there to help you with everything, right? So why not have a financial advisor that helps the guys manage their money?
Well, you know, Magic Johnson did that. It was called the Magic Prepaid MasterCard, and it was a total fucking scam.
Was it?
It was him. Who's that big, the music producer, the black dude? Biggest music producer from back in
Quincy
the day.
Jones.
Oh, Quincy Jones.
No. After him. Between him and between the current day. God, what is his name? I could see his stupid face in my head. But they were partners in this, and they went into the inner cities mostly to sell it.
Okay. Right?
It was they basically just fleeced Black America of billions of dollars.
Well, that's fine. Everything's going to turn out fine, you know?
Magic Johnson's like one of the biggest pieces of shit of all time. Like, for real. Just completely. They got indicted in 2020, I think, of all kinds of corruption shit.
Yeah, he took over in L.A. He took over a large portion of the black community in Compton, and his name was on every fucking thing you could put it on.
Yeah.
And they sold it to him. All right, so let's start with the hits and misses from last week. Thursday night game was actually great. Buccaneers, Falcons, this was pretty much exactly how we called it here. This is going to be a one-score game, and in the end, Kirk Cousins threw a touchdown in overtime and was able to win. I was just happy to see a good Thursday night game. Look, Baker and Cousins looked good in this. Cousins still not planting all the way on that foot yet, but it didn't matter. That motherfucker's got a pretty strong arm, it turns out.
In the same way that you scheme for the fucking personnel you have, you scheme for their capabilities that week, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, good job coaching by them, to be honest. That offense, who's your OC now?
I don't know who it is. It's the first good week of coaching. We got bailed out this first half of the year.
It was a good week of coaching, though.
Saquon Barkley bailed us out. If he doesn't catch that pass, we start off 0-4, the Falcons. And yes, I'm on the team, Derek, so I'm saying we. And now we're 3-2. That one play turned their entire season around. And now they've got two. Well, the last week it was a 58-yarder, remember, to win by 3 points. Mm-hmm. And now they got a game in overtime. Now they're 3-2, and they've won 3 in a row. All you need is a little confidence. Did you ever give a shit how you won on the field? Did it make a difference? Or was the team just amped that you were winning every week?
Yeah, we never cared. A win's a win. You know what I mean?
Especially in the NFL, shit.
Especially in the NFL, it's hard as fuck to win. It just is hard to win in this league. So every win is like, hey, man, we won. Who cares how it happened? And we'll go in there, and we'll look at the film after the game, win or lose, and we'll fucking fix the mistakes. But yeah. A lot better to walk into that film room after a W than it is after a loss, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and it's early. We're going into week 6 right now. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, the odds of 3 teams from the NFC South making the playoffs, in my opinion, are just as good as the NFC East at this point.
I
would not have said before this, but before the season started.
I would have said yes, but Carr just went out. He's going to be out for multiple weeks. Looks like 4 weeks down there.
I got to be.
It could be Spencer Rattler.
I got to be honest. I don't think that's going to matter. I think Derek Carr is one of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen in my life, in that system with those weapons, even Rattler can have success.
I would love for him to have success. Yeah. He got shit on in college. He stuck it out. I'm starting to root for people who just care about the job and are just trying to fucking get in there. Even Bonix.
Baker did it.
Bonix getting in the face of your coach last week of Sean Payton was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's like, oh, fucking Russell never did that. Like, he doesn't care about winning, dude. He cares about his skincare routine. You know what I mean? Like, if you show me a dude fired up like that, making moves, fuck yeah. I'll support a guy that fights that hard no matter if he's good or not. Because that's why we like people like fucking Baker. That's why we like people like fucking even Minshew to some degree. Right?
Well, it's changed for me. Like, I didn't, and now I do, because nobody seems to fucking care anymore. And now I'm just rooting for people who want to go out there and fucking care.
I'm a Braves, you know, you're a Braves fan too. Watching Ronald Acuña lollygag all over the field
I fucking hate him.
Like, he's as of today probably a top 5 most talented baseball player I've ever seen in my life. Mike Trout's up there, Otani's obviously up there. I'm talking about people that I've physically seen, and then Pujols is in that list as well.
Mm-hmm.
The only one of all of them that doesn't seem to even care is Acuña for some reason. I don't know why.
I agree. In the NFL, who was it for you? Who is the most talented guy that if they just applied themselves could have been fucking awesome?
And I wasn't around a bunch of guys like that. A guy that like was kind of like that at first was Von Miller.
Really?
He fucked around a lot. And then he finally started taking it serious. And the next thing you know, he's a Super Bowl MVP. it's just like this dude's talent level is just unbelievable.
In a little trouble now, I think.
Yeah.
He's got a suspension going, which I don't know what exactly for, because they somehow
slapped a pregnant lady, I believe.
That's the most toxic relationship ever in the history of fucking relationships. It's terrible what's going on there. They have a couple kids together and everything. I'm friends with both of them, so it's tough to see and watch. But
yeah,
the thing is that when DeMarcus Ware came to the Broncos, Vaughn growing up in Dallas is like a fucking huge DeMarcus Ware guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he saw how D Ware worked, and he was like, "Oh fuck, all right." So he just kind of locked it in, and when Vaughn is on, nobody can block him.
He's probably in the Hall of Fame, right?
Oh, yeah. He's a Super Bowl MVP as a defensive player. He's in the Hall of Fame just because of that.
9 Pro Bowls or something.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Next up, Jets, Vikings. Forget about the game for a second here. Robert Saleh got fired after this. And, man, I think he's a good coach. He's been dealt a real shit hand up there. And it feels like this was Aaron Rodgers yet again just saying, dude, run the team.
Him and fucking Nathaniel Hackett, dude. This two fuckers. Like, if I've never heard of a head coach getting escorted out of the building.
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
Yeah. He wasn't allowed to say, look, Aaron Rodgers is just going to, he may as well go grab Tyronn Lue and bring him in to be the coach, a fake coach, mm-hmm. right? Because that's what Lue is. He's a fake coach. He's somebody you bring in when you've got unmanageable talent on the court or on the field or whatever the fuck, and he's just like, yeah, let's do that, whatever they said, whatever LeBron said, you know what I mean? That's the only guy that can work with Aaron Rodgers, to be honest, which is fucked.
I agree.
I've been talking shit about Aaron Rodgers for years, by the way, 3-4 years now. Just shut the fuck up and play football, dude. Like, you,
I hate
it. Is this is an old Carl Sagan quote. For me, it's far better to accept the universe as it is rather than persistent delusion, no matter how gratifying the delusion is, right? You have the team you have. You have the OC you have. Find a way to work in that system and be successful, or shut the fuck up and retire.
Yeah, you played against him. How was he like to play against?
I mean, he didn't say a lot. He just did. I only played against him a couple times, but I remember, it's funny. You want to hear the story?
Yeah.
Story. So in 2015, I had that 4-game suspension the year we won the Super Bowl. So the first 4 games I was out. So I was all wound up real fucking tight when I got in there, when I came back. And the first 2 games were just a little tight. Like, I wasn't playing loose. So we had a bye coming up, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to Miami. So I go to Miami and I fucking binge for 2 days, just going to bender. Because I hadn't really partied or anything leading up to that suspension. Cause I was like, I got to fucking ball out and go crazy after this. And I come back from that, and we played the Green Bay Packers on Monday Night Football, and I went fucking crazy. first play, like first series of the game, I hammered Aaron Rodgers, and that's when we could land on him. And when he landed on him, I landed on him as, I mean, all my weight was on his shoulders, and the sound that came from him, I was like, oh yeah, he's fucked. He's done. Like, I knew he was fucked. I knew he was done. And then I ended up having 7 tackles, 5 for loss, like 3 or 4 quarterback hits and a batted ball or something, and got the Gruden grinder and the defensive player of the week in the AFC that game. So it just shows you that if you're a little wound up too tight, sometimes you just need to go let loose. But that was how he was, man. If you can fucking hit him and get in his head, I mean, he's like an actor. He wants to be an actor. That's what he wants to do. Like he's, did you see the look on his face when he's getting all bent? He was getting bent backwards like that, but then he gets up and walks away fine. Like, you shouldn't make that face unless your fucking leg is broke. So I'm just saying, like, you look like a fucking idiot doing that. I mean, he just, all the way he talks, everything about, like, he's a great quarterback, right? But honestly, I don't think he's as great as he used to be. I think the league has changed, offenses have changed, and he hasn't changed with them. And that's why he keeps trying to manipulate his environment, right? He doesn't like the head coach, so he's manipulating the environment. Because he is. He's like a little fucking, he's a little bitch. Like, he's acting like a little bitch, honestly.
Yeah, and he's got great running backs. He's got great receivers. He's got a decent tight ends. He's got the weapons.
A decent offensive line. Like, he has a good defense. Like, they should be a good fucking team. You know what I mean? So to blame it on the head coach, that doesn't sit well with me, because just a year ago, they were talking how great that coach was. 2 years ago, they're talking about how great he was. You know what I mean? So I don't know, man. They ran Nathaniel Hackett out of here, right? Because he was letting Russell Wilson had his own fucking office. Peyton Manning didn't have his own office. Who are you? Never even had Russell Wilson. You never had a single MVP vote and you get a fucking office. If I'm like, that's the problem, is you got guys. So him and his little fucking cronies, everybody trying to be cool with Aaron Rodgers, because he's always on the Pat McAfee show and he's on fucking Joe Rogan and they think he's cool as hell. But
why would you even think that's okay? For the leader of the fucking team to be segregated somewhere else. That's insane.
He had his own fucking quarterback coach.
Oh my God.
That he paid and was allowed in the building. And that's their offensive coordinator. So that's who fucking Aaron Rodgers, that is Nathaniel Hackett. That's the kind of fucking ship that he runs. And then, like, it's just crazy that they're going to fire the head coach when it's clearly the offense that can't get their shit together.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Somebody next season is going to have a great NFL coach that didn't this year.
I wish it was us. Shit, man.
Maybe it will be. Who knows? I mean, I think Atlanta's going to do too well to get a new coach.
I know. The NFC is dog shit across the board. So I think so too.
But one of these franchises that prioritizes defense and shit like that is going to pick him up, and they should, right? Like, to be honest, maybe the Patriots, somebody like that.
Could be. What are you going to say, Derek?
Here's the thing. They fired the fucking head coach, right? Nathaniel Hackett is the guy that Aaron Rodgers wanted there. Nathaniel Hackett only got hired in Denver because he was supposed to bring Rodgers to Denver. Like, that was the deal. And then Rodgers decided he wasn't coming to Denver. So that was like the whole fuck up. But then Aaron Rodgers is like, I need Nathaniel Hackett here because we fucking work well together and we're buds and this and that. Well, then he brings him in there and they get the fucking head coach fired because they can't get the offense together. That's not the head coach's fault. That means the coordinator needs to be fucking fired. Shit canned. Get somebody else in here that can get this fucking guy going and get plays that actually fucking work. Because at the end of the day, you have all the talent in the world out there, but if you can't put together a scheme that works, and he's been proven to, that everybody knows Hackett's scheme. That's the thing. They have all this film on him. So there's nothing new that you're going to see. You're not seeing anything new. So I don't know, man. I think, how do you say his last name? Robert Saleh?
Salah. I think Saleh, Asalaamu Alaikum.
Salaam Alaikum.
Is super professional, and I think that he set himself up for, you know, to get into a good job, because I think the Jets organization as a whole is a shit show. And it shows you right there that they're making it about one guy, Aaron Rodgers. They think Aaron Rodgers is their savior, and that anybody that gets in his way is a part of the problem. And to have security remove your head coach is fucking insane. It really is. I've seen players that were like, they could be a little bit crazy. You might, you know, so they would like kind of, they wouldn't like cut, like they would just be around him to get him out of the building. But for a head coach, that's insane. And not let him address the team. That's fucked up, man. Like, he spent a lot of time with those guys, and you should let him speak to the team before he leaves. You just fucking escort him out the building. It just shows, it's so unprofessional. And it shows that there's more than what we see going on in that building.
Yeah, I agree. And for Rodgers, he went 29 for 54. So you threw 25 incompletions. What more could you ask for there? You wanted him to open up the playbook. They did. He still couldn't fucking do anything. And the Vikings had a bad game in this. I watched this game that morning. I didn't have any money on it because I don't trust the Vikings still. But it is encouraging if you're a Vikings fan. Your offense didn't have a great game. Your defense was able to win it for you because they didn't have an offensive touchdown in this. Next up is Panthers, Bears. No need on this all the way around. Look, the Bears beat the Panthers. Who cares? They got three wins, but the NFC itself is a shit show. I think Fields would have had three wins there right now. It doesn't really matter, to me at least. Next up, though, this game was a banger, dude. Ravens-Bengals. You watch that game, Derek?
This is a good fucking game.
Man, so with this, the Raiders have turned it on. They started off 0-2. They've really cranked it up. This looks like the team that you guys thought could make the Super Bowl. And if Derrick Henry keeps going like this, my God, man, it's going to be really fucking hard to stop these guys. Yeah. And then for Burrow, he had his best game of the year, 5 touchdowns, almost 400 yards, and it wasn't enough. At 1-4, can you go to the playoffs at this point, Derek, or is it pretty much done?
I think they showed that they're probably before the game, they were doing probability, and it was like if they won the game, they still had like a 54% chance, and if they lost, it was down to like a, I don't know, like 19% chance or something. I don't know, man. I think what you'll see, you have to wait till November to kind of make that decision. If they're losing still in November, if they're like 3-8, they're not going to playoffs.
Well, here's the issue. Unlikely. I think it's unlikely that the Jets are going to be a over 500 team this year. Mm-hmm. It seems unlikely, to be honest. Who knows? Anything can turn around. But that means probably, considering the Patriots suck and the Dolphins don't have any players left, the Bills are probably the only team coming out of the AFC East. That means one of these conferences is going to have three playoff teams. Do we think it's going to be Denver and the Chargers? Do we think it's going to be the Colts and the Jaguars or Titans? It's not going to be. They're both 1-3 and 1-4.
I don't like any of those teams you just named.
The Browns are 1-4. If the Bengals go on a stretch of 6 or 7 wins, yeah, they're probably going to be the third team in from the AFC North because the Steelers are going to make it. They make it every year. Yeah. But you're going to be, there's going to be 10-7 teams, right? Or 9-8 teams in the playoffs this year on both conferences.
Yeah, I agree. Just because of the injuries. There's so many injuries in the NFL right now. 9-8, I think, gets you in.
I think the Bengals can definitely go 9-8. I mean, that's 8-4 over the rest of the season. Basically.
They got to turn it on this week then.
Yeah.
And I'm with you.
They can do it. I don't know if they've got, like, their line play has not been good. Their defense is not very good. So maybe not. But I don't know. Who else is it, though?
I don't know.
Is it are the Dolphins going to turn it around with Huntley down there?
No. I mean, the Dolphins and Patriots are next. This is a worthless game. It was 15-10. You had nothing but field goals in this one. Huntley was the quarterback of the Dolphins. For the Patriots, you had Jacoby Brissett. Now, this week, they're finally going to start Drake May. They're 2-3. Patriots are 1-4. I don't think any of these guys without a quarterback is going to do anything, so they're probably out. You look at the next game, the Browns and Commanders. Browns are 1-4. They're not doing anything. Is Deshaun Watson the worst trade in the history of the NFL?
Yeah, it's going to go down as the worst mistake that a team has ever made. And I thought that was going to be Russell Wilson, honestly. I thought that Russell Wilson trade was going to go down as the worst in the history, but this is going to go down as, I mean, this is... People will be talking about this for a long, long time because the Browns are in, they are in deep for this guy, and he is trash. Absolute. Did you see that fourth down? He comes walking off the field and gives up instead of going for it. Oh, he's just trying to go for it. He's just got his fucking head down. He doesn't care. He's thinking about, man, I played so much better when I was getting jerked off on that massage table. Like it's just insane.
Well, it sounds like the Browns know how to fix this problem.
They sure do. And to hire a new massage therapist and then just go ahead and reel that table out.
Just bring Diddy's guy in.
Yeah.
here's, so this year, the dead, just for people, we've said this a couple times on the other show, but the dead cap hit this year is 200 million.
Oh my God.
Next year, the dead cap hit is 172.7 million.
My God, dude.
And then in 2026, the dead cap hit is 100 million.
Amazing. So we're talking about almost a half a bill.
Yeah.
Half a billion dollars.
He can't fucking, they can't get rid of him, really. They could take a massive hit, draft a rookie quarterback, or bring anybody in or whatever the fuck, not even draft a quarterback, just sign some rando in 2026. That's the first time, and cut him then, and take $100 million dead cap hit, which teams have taken bit huge dead
the
cap
Broncos
hits before.
Just did
the
it.
Broncos just did it.
Yeah.
Like you can maneuver around it and be a middling team that year and get a couple of draft picks or whatever the fuck, but not until 2026, not this year, not next year. The year after that is the earliest they could fucking do it.
It's insane.
Which means it's a 10-year fucking rebuild.
I would bench the fucking guy.
Oh yeah, there's no way. I wouldn't let him on the field. I wouldn't even let him in the fucking locker room. He is poison.
Why not just start Jameis Winston? I don't get it. He's sitting there. Figure out what he can do.
Spent cost fallacy. Well, we come this far. We may as well see it through the end.
That's what it feels like
it's
every
been
week.
Three
with these
fucking
guys.
Years.
I know. That's what it feels like every week.
Not
with these
even
guys.
Mediocrity. He sucks. Man.
Jaden Daniels continues to roll in this one. And at this point, Derek, yeah, just get him out of there, bench him, do whatever. But he doesn't want to win, so put in Jameis Winston.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, Colts Jaguars. And again, we're looking at Joe Flacco versus Trevor Lawrence in this one. Flacco made a miraculous comeback in the fourth quarter. Wasn't enough. Colts are 2-3. Jaguars are 1-4. Neither of these teams are any good in the AFC this year.
But somebody's got to make the playoffs.
Somebody has to.
Somebody's got to make the playoffs. The Colts don't have – well, they've got Flacco now. I think I would probably pencil in the Colts for a playoff spot at this point, to be honest. Because who the fuck's going to take it from them? The Bills are going to win the East. The Ravens are going to win the North. The Texans are going to win the South. And the Chiefs are going to win the West. There's no question about any of those.
Yeah, it seems like
right?
it.
But there's fucking four other teams that are going to make the playoffs.
What a great year to be the Chiefs.
Or three other teams.
I know. The Chiefs, dude, I was thinking the exact same thing when I was watching that
game. They might
game
have
Monday
the
night.
Easiest run of all time
of all
to a
time.
Championship.
There's nobody in the NFC either. So it's your best team it's in the NFC is probably the Lions.
The Lions or rookie Jaden Daniels coming at you right
yeah.
now. Maybe when the Niners get healthy, they're still the Niners. But oh my God.
McCaffrey is not coming back.
I think the Ravens are going to give the Chiefs the business.
I'm just going to say that, Dan. I think that if the Ravens could play them right now,
yeah,
it would fucking steamroll.
But that's going to be later in the season when it actually happens. That's going to be I hope everybody's healthy.
It might be the AFC Championship.
It should be. I mean, just on paper, like Josh Allen's not going to be there.
But
Houston is a good team, and they've got an actual leader at quarterback. They've got a great coach, not just strategically, but he's a great manager of human beings. That's why they're doing well down there. Those are the only three teams. Like, I don't think the Bills have any shot in hell. Ravens, Texans, Chiefs. And to be honest.
Well, the Texans just lost their best wide receiver.
That
one hurts.
That's like.
I know they got Stephon
sucks,
Diggs.
They'll figure it out.
They'll figure it out.
I'm not convinced the Texans don't bring fucking homeboy from Vegas out there. But.
Let's ask Derek. So, Devontae Adams, people were talking about him, where the best fit would be. The Bills, now he said he wants to go play for Rodgers, which is fucking insanity to me.
I don't
me.
Think he's going
to
say that now.
He did 2 weeks ago, or a week ago, but the Bills would be a great fit, and then obviously if he goes to the Chiefs, it's over, or the Ravens.
I mean,
the
if
Chiefs
I was him,
don't have that money.
If I was him, I'd go to the contender. So I'd go to the Ravens, the Texans. Those are the two teams that I'd be looking at. The Chiefs aren't going to be able to get him on their team, but. You know, I think could you imagine if the Ravens had him? Because they got Bateman, who's third year now?
Mm-hmm.
Starting to come into his own. So adding another weapon would be just fucking incredible.
And why not go all in? Knowing that the league is this week and there's pretty much one team to beat, and that's the Chiefs. If I'm the Ravens, I sell out and try to get Lamar a championship and all that other shit.
Yep, absolutely. Because the time is now. Like, this is the time to do it. You've got the team to do it. And like I said, I thought in 2020 we had the team to do it too, but COVID fucked us. But, you know, they have the team to do it. They got the team to do it again, and they should absolutely go get a superstar receiver.
Yeah.
The problem I hope he fits, because I think he'll fit in there. You know what I mean? I think he'll fit in that into that Ravens culture. Like, cause that it's just, they're so good at like bringing dudes in there and like engulfing them into that Ravens culture. That's just kind of how they do things there. So, yeah, if I was the Ravens, I'd be trying to get him.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what happens here. Trade deadline got extended to week 9 this year. That was one of the new rules in the NFL. So there is time. Next up, Cardinals, 49ers. Both of these teams are 2-3. 49ers, everybody's out for this team. Nothing you can really do. I don't think McCaffrey's coming back at all. He's over in Germany getting second opinions on that shit, trying to probably get the Kobe injections over there into it to maybe come back later on in the year. If he does, they probably have a shot if they can just stay above water till the end of the year. If you can finish 9-8, if you're the Niners, and McCaffrey is somehow able to come back healthy, yeah, they got a shot in the NFC, and maybe that's what they're thinking. But it'll be one of those instances where, shit, you got to get Samuel back. You got to get – I mean, there's 9 people missing on this fucking team over there. And then the Cardinals ended up coming back and rallying at the end. I did not see the 50-yard touchdown at the end, so I missed it. I was watching another game. Packers-Rams. We called this one. Packers won. Rams are 1-4. Is this Matt Stafford's last year?
He should call it.
Yeah.
I think if I was him, I'd call it.
I'd call it too. And the coach, I heard McVay wants to go to the booth anyways. I think McVay will be out of there as well at the end of this year.
Yeah, get out of there. I would get out of there, both of them. Go on.
Yeah.
Let it go. How much more does he have on his contract?
McVay or Stafford? Stafford, I think he's got one more year, or he might be in the last year of that deal.
Bob, you can look it up. It's through the 2026 season.
Okay, so two?
This is the last year of guaranteed money, bro.
Yeah, and then they can probably cut it after that. And if you're him, you got a great life, you got a Super Bowl and all that other shit, and you're worth a gajillion dollars. Walk away healthy and enjoy your life. And then, you know, you can hear about your wife talking on podcasts about banging the backup quarterback in college.
I think the Packers are a threat too.
Could be.
The only thing that stops them is historically they've not been willing to make moves to get players. They need a receiver. They're one of the more complete teams in the NFL. Good on both sides of the ball, and they can run the ball, right? Most teams don't have all three of those things. The Packers also have like a top 10 run defense. And keep in mind, they've played the Vikings, which is a good offense. They played the Colts, which is Jonathan Taylor. They played the Eagles, which is Saquon Barkley. They're still top 10 run defense right now. Mm-hmm. That means it's real. You can lean on something like that. Go pick up a fucking, like what the the Rams did with Von Miller 3 years ago. Go pick up a guy like that who's out there looking for a fucking chip and turn your defense into something, like real, right? And you know Green Bay fans are going to be behind it. They always are.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's a place where a rental makes sense for them, and to be honest. I think they should really – if they could take control of the fucking NFC right now if they make a couple moves.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree, and it's there for the taking because, like, Detroit is the best team right now, and then the Packers are right there. So, yeah. Add a couple guys, and you're probably good up there.
Remind me, did the Raiders say that they would give up Devontae Adams for like a second round pick?
Yeah, second or third is what they said.
It's stupid not to take that dude.
Who the fuck wouldn't? But it's about getting Devontae to agree to it. He's not going back to Green Bay without Aaron Rodgers, I don't think.
In the money, I think there's still like 120 left on that contract for him. So I don't know what cap-wise.
He makes about $1 million a week.
Yeah, cap-wise, I don't know what you can do as far as squeezing him in there. I know the Chiefs certainly don't have the money.
Well, the Packers haven't had to pay Love yet, right?
Exactly.
Bob, did he get a new contract? I want to say they gave it to him early.
It was a flurry of
QB
deals. He's on a 4-year, $220 million contract.
Yep. So he just signed it.
Okay, so what is that, 56?
That's actually cheap.
It's an extension, yeah. I should say.
Okay. Yeah.
But he's getting 55 a year.
Yeah.
But if your kids want to play football, put him at quarterback.
Yeah, no shit.
Holy shit.
Well, only for now, though. I think that's going to stop soon. The economics of the game are becoming such that you can't be competitive. If you... Just like what the Bears just had to do. They had to get rid of a better quarterback than the one that was coming in just because of money. right?
The 3-2 Bears?
Yeah, yeah. The 3-2 Bears. Yeah, Caleb Williams is not good.
That's how bad the NFL is.
Yeah.
Giants are 2-3. Sad. That's the next game. Shit, they beat the Seahawks this week, man. Fuck. Giants are 2-3, Derek. Look at that.
I can't believe Derek Jones is still playing.
I can't either. And here we are going against, Jesus, one of the best offenses over there. And they just can't put it together. And Seattle's a home game, too, for Christ's sakes. Next up, Cowboys, Steelers. Dak finally came through in the clutch. Fucked me. Just absolutely fucked me. I had Steelers -2.5. I had him in a parlay. I had him in teaser. I had him in straight up. That was the last game of the night, dude. And he decides to finally play in primetime. Throw a fourth down touchdown in the corner of the end zone. It was a perfect pass, too. As much as I hate him, it was perfect. And also an
absolutely elite catch by a guy who just got his nutsack rocked 20 seconds earlier.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, for real.
Maybe he's kind of
thing. Yeah. I can't figure out what Dak's deal is.
I mean, he doesn't do shit until the fourth quarter.
It seems like he just doesn't have the respect of anybody else on the team. You see him at the press conference and he says all the right shit and blah blah blah, and he plays hard. It's not like he's fucking lollygagging out there or anything, but he just doesn't have their respect. I think it's obvious that he doesn't.
It's weird to watch this team.
Like, that should be the one. If you're going down a checkpoint list, 5 bullets of shit that you want, before I give you $50 to $60 million to be our quarterback, you got to do these things, right? Some of them are obvious, physical play and all that bullshit. You're not causing trouble. One of them has got to be you command that locker room. You have to do that to win, man.
Cooks is out, by the way, for the Cowboys this week.
Yeah, but Jalen Tolbert and Jake Ferguson had great weeks last week. CeeDee Lamb, I don't know if he even wants to be there.
It doesn't appear so.
You know what I mean?
He signed a deal late. But
that's a function of your quarterback. Your quarterback is the fucking leader of that offense. If you can't motivate your guys, then you shouldn't be getting paid $60 million. Oh, my God.
Think about CD. He might be getting... that when you hold out on a contract, it can go one of two ways. Some guys, so like when Vaughn held on to his contract, right? When he didn't sign his deal till late, didn't come to like OTAs and all that shit. We thought everybody on the team was like, you know what, man, that motherfucker was the MVP of the Super Bowl. He deserves to get paid as such. So nobody looked down on that. But sometimes guys who really haven't done shit, haven't really helped you win any playoff games, done any of that, when they start demanding all this money, other guys around the locker room are like, hey, motherfucker, I'm here busting my ass every day. Where the fuck are you? So that might be the thing going on with CD. And then you got Dak Prescott, who is a mental midget. Like, he really is. He's proven to be the guy that can't keep it together when shit gets serious, like playoff game, big time games. He can't get it together. And, you know, this is one that he actually did get it their end, but you know, yeah, he was completing passes the whole game and had a bunch of yards and his stats look good, but where are the points? You have 2 field goals in the first half, nothing in the third quarter, then you come back and win and score 14. So the win is on the defense. The defense kept you in the fucking game.
Yeah, Tank Lawrence is amazing over there. He's leading this thing, and Micah Parsons, obviously.
They're both out right now.
Are they really?
Yeah.
So they're not playing this week at all?
They didn't play last week.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
God damn, yeah. Dude. And they still beat the Steelers?
Well,
it makes me hate that bet even more.
Yeah, they got, I mean, it's one of the worst games of the season for the Cowboys as well. 11 penalties for 87 yards. They were 1-for-4 in the red zone.
Shit. Yeah, I didn't check until late because there was a rain delay for about an hour and a half in that one. A ton of thunder and lightning. There was a really fat Steelers fan that kept showing on TV for about 30 minutes, and I was all good on him.
You know what they didn't show in
for the second half?
What the broadcast didn't show was Elon Musk at the game.
Was he at the game?
He was at the game, losing his mind, cheering and shit. Not one time did the camera go to him. Not
really?
Once.
The only celebrity in that stadium in Pittsburgh?
Well, he is a Steelers and Eagles fan.
Yeah.
By his own.
I told you that the fucking league is so woke. They've gone, like, in 2016 with all the kneeling shit, the BLM stuff, like, that stuff started, like, it was Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick started with the kneeling, right? and they saw like, oh, they had like a negative effect on the black community or whatever, they fucking completely switched. It was a complete switch because they were like really fighting that whole woke bullshit and political correctness. And then it just like, they just said, fuck it. Like they gave into it because the money deals are too big with these broadcast corporations. It's too big. They have to be, they're slaves to them now.
Yeah,
so if Taylor fucking show her and talk about her whole fucking game, which who gives a fuck about Taylor Swift in the football world? Nobody cares. Like no one Garrett gives a shit. So it's just silly, man. It's fucking bullshit.
Well, speaking of her, that was the last game of the week. And since she was going, I put all the money on Kelce to go over 60 and a half yards there. Chiefs are 5-0 and they cruised in this game.
Saints have a pretty decent like they're not great or anything, but it's a pretty solid defense.
It's not bad.
And Chiefs look good against them. I don't know what happened because Rashee Rice is out, you know, and then all of a sudden this is the first week that Travis has been open.
Yeah.
That fucking when he lines up in single back and pauses like he's gonna block and then just run straight down the field, he's 7 to 15 yards away and he's always open in that spot. This is the first game that it actually happened far this year.
Here's what I noticed that was different, because Pacheco's out with a broken leg.
Kareem Hunt had 100 yards rushing,
but he had 27 carries. So they respected the run, and then that opened up Travis Kelce, and that's what it looked like to me.
Yeah,
dedicate a linebacker to cover Travis. In that middle of the field area.
And a linebacker can't cover Travis, right? No. So if that's the guy that's on him, he's going to catch passes. That's just how it is.
Exactly.
Unless so it's fucking Vaughn or some crazy linebacker or Micah or somebody like that. But like there's two of those guys.
Generational player, right?
Yeah.
Teams don't have guys like that. But they do have linebacker, because the linebacker position now is more like a hybrid type of player. They're not as big and bulky and they can actually cover.
Yeah, you got to think people like fucking Atwater, Ronnie Lott, they'd probably be playing linebacker these days and not strong safety and shit, which is kind of, it speaks to how athletic these motherfuckers are these days.
Yeah. Reminds me a lot of myself. We got some sponsors to put this show on the air. First and foremost, mybookie.com, promo code DrinkingBros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Crushed it this weekend. Made over $6,000 this weekend when I tallied all. $6,200 to be exact. $6,233 if we're really looking at it. But money in college. Finally had a decent weekend in the NFL. Way to go, Ross. I'll pat myself on the back. It's been a long 3 weeks in the NFL for me. But we're back, baby. And for those of you out there who are reloading your accounts, if you're a day one homie, they'll give you bonuses, get you back in there, give you bonuses for parlays, straight picks. Homosexual picks. What else, Anthony?
Trans picks.
Yeah, they do some trans picks over there. Whatever you can think of, they'll give you bonus points for it. So they'll welcome you back with open arms, because a lot of us lost some cash in the old NFL. College has been pretty fun for us over here. Over 300 prop bets on every single game, including all the games we're going to read today, and every point spread we read on today's show is from mybookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Next up, we got BioProteinTech.com. Guys, here's why your hormones suck. Most guys are focused on testosterone. It's not even half the puzzle. In order to absorb testosterone optimally, you must have adequate growth hormone. More specifically, it's end result growth factors. Unfortunately, growth hormone decreases every year after puberty, which may explain your poor gym performance or even excess body fat. That's where BioPro Plus comes in. BioPro Plus gives you back those growth factors naturally, giving you HGH-like results with zero needles, zero side effects, and zero doctor visits, all at a fraction of the cost of prescription treatments. Head on over to bioproteintech.com. Use promo code DRINKINGBROS for $30 off your first order, or just click the link in the audio description to learn more. We've been using it for like 9 months. It's great. 30 vials, pop it open, put it underneath your tongue right before 9-9. You'll feel a little sting, and you're good to go after that. Makes your skin look nice, too. Last but not least, here today, we got DrinkingBrosTickets.com. If you want tickets to any of these games coming up, They're pretty cheap, except for the big ones. Ohio State, Oregon's obviously pretty pricey this week. Tennessee and Florida is pretty high. Everything else is cheap. NFL is pretty cheap this week as well. So if you're out there and want to get the kids out, the wife out, or whatever, head on over to drinkingbrostickets.com. $10 cheaper than StubHub for every single game, including this next one here, the Thursday night game. Not bad. 49ers at Seattle. This is San Francisco -3.5. Over under is 49.5. I don't like that at all. Who you got, Derek?
I would take the under and I would take Seattle. They're not going to lose back to back home games.
D'Anthony, who you got?
I actually agree with both of those things. 49.5 is so high.
Yeah.
The Seahawks haven't been fucking dumping it in like that this year. I don't know what the fuck that's coming from. Like they've scored 29, 20, 23, 26, and 24.
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible, but 49.5 is 25, 26,
yeah.
Right? Or
yeah.
25, 25 or whatever the fuck. Or 20, 26, 24 maybe. I don't know. I just don't think that's going to be that high of a score in the game.
I don't either, and I did this on fake news last week. I'll do it again because my bookie allows these awesome teasers over there. Love them. Jack this up, 7. Fuck it. Go to 10.5 for the Seahawks. They'll be getting 10.5, and then drop this over-under down to 42.5. Or, actually, Jack, no, let's jack up the under and then go 56.5 there. They'll never hit that at that fucking game. And
I don't know, though. It's a night game. Like, defensively, it's hard to play as physical on a Thursday coming off of a Sunday game.
Like, that's a good point. Maybe that's why it's higher, but 56.
Well, I think they're looking off of last Thursday's game where it was 66, but that was the Falcons and the Saints. Mm. 49ers, their defense is still pretty healthy there. And then, I don't know, Geno Smith is still Geno Smith. He's got 5 touchdowns and 4 interceptions on the year.
I don't see him scoring more than 23 points.
I don't either. So I'm going to jack that under up and go 56.5 on this. Fuck it. And I usually go 2 or 3 hundo on that.
And you're going to go 9.5 plus 9.5 for the Seahawks?
10.5, yeah. 10 for the Seahawks. That way, if it's 10, fuck it.
I'll take
and,
that.
Yeah, we'll do that all day. I've been doing that the last couple weeks on fake news. We've been pretty successful over there. And it pays off pretty well. I mean, decently enough. It's 260 on a $300 bet. So fuck it. Let's go. Next up, we got Jaguars Bears. God bless it, dude. My God, dude. This is Chicago -2.5? Okay. They're now the favorites. Derek, who do you got?
I wouldn't even touch this one. Honestly, I wouldn't touch it because I think Jacksonville, it's not going to be cold. It's going to be like perfect football weather. Jacksonville goes in there and...
It's in London. This is another London game for Jacksonville here.
Oh, I would take Jacksonville. In London, you can take Jacksonville.
I agree. This is their second week there, too. So they didn't have to fly again. They were there last week.
I would take Jacksonville.
No, shit. I'm sorry. The week after, they're in Jacksonville. But they're used to playing there. I'm going to ride with you. I'm going to take Jacksonville in this one.
Yeah, I would just take Jacksonville. Because they'll beat them at that -2.5. Fuck, though. I don't know. I don't know, man. I wouldn't touch it. Just, Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence has just not been the guy that he's supposed to be. So I wouldn't. You got 2 shitty quarterbacks. It's going to be a battle of the turds. I do like the over on that, though.
At 44.5, you think they hit that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. D'Anthony, who you got?
I'll take the Jags money line.
Yeah, I'm going to go Jags money line as well. This is a home game for them. They've been used to playing in London for years now at this point. Yeah. I mean, fuck it. So, yeah, I'm in. I think Jacksonville wins their second in a row here. And maybe they start to turn around. It's a gross game. Look, it's a gross, what do they call it, the coffee game? It's a gross fucking game.
What is it at 8:30 in the morning? Mm-hmm. I'm doing cocaine on Sunday morning at 8:30, not coffee.
I'll do a couple key bumps, key bumps to wake up. Nothing more than that, obviously. Yeah.
But, well, be in Oregon. It's legal.
Yeah.
Or decriminalized.
Everything is
legal. You'll still be awake.
Yeah. I mean, look, Delco, everything's legal if you're not a fucking coward.
Sure is.
Not a coward, but
there you go. Then everything's legal.
I'm giving you options. I'm just being like, it's decriminalized. Can't be prosecuted.
Next up, we got Cardinals at the Packers. This is Green Bay -5. Derek, who you got?
Green Bay.
D'Anthony?
Yeah, Green Bay. Look in this game for Josh Jacobs to dominate the Cardinals. I think he's going to probably carry the ball 25 or so times. They're going to control the clock really well, which the Packers have been doing well this year. I think 33 or more minutes of possession time. Yeah, Green Bay minus 5 is easy.
Yeah, I'm taking Green Bay as well. Kyler Murray, you have Marvin Harrison Jr. Just throw it to him every single down. It's pretty fucking simple. Decided not to do that last week for some reason, and did the week before. Next. What's up?
He wants to be the star. That's why.
Is that what it is, for real?
I think so.
It's what it feels like. It's very strange.
Or he's too short and he cannot see.
But Marvin Harrison's huge. I mean, he's 6'4".
Offense linemen are 6'7", 6'6", 6'5". So I think that he can't see over his offensive lineman. That's why he's not seeing open receivers.
Maybe he should get one of those leg extension surgeries.
Yeah. Or he can get those shoes from Verzi. Remember those shoes we used to sell with lift in them? Yeah, yeah. They had a 3-inch lift, Derek, and it was for short kings out there. And nobody ever knew, you know, that they were little guys until they got home to hook up. And then they took off the shoes, and then they shrunk, you know? That happens. Next up, we got the Colts at the Titans. Gross game. This is Indy minus 1. Tickets are $40 on drinkingbrostickets.com if you want to go to Nashville and just fucking go to an NFL game and see real live NFL players. Who you got, Derek?
Indy. Tennessee's just absolute trash.
Yep. Flacco minus 1. I'll take that.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'll take Flacco
and Jonathan
one.
Taylor and Pierce minus 1. I'll take that 100%.
Yeah, I'm going to take that as well. And I feel better about that than I do about the goddamn Bears-Jags game, to be honest with you, which is strange to say. Texans at the Patriots. Drake May's first start up there. This is Houston minus 7. Over-under is real low, 38.5. Derek, who you got?
Taking Houston.
Houston? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
7's too many points.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, New England
NFL. What is it, Bob? Like 78% of games are decided by 4 points or less in the
it's
NFL?
It's all usually pretty tight, yeah.
I think it's 78% of games. I just, big spread like that. I know the Patriots suck and all, but.
It's at New England.
Yeah, it's in New England. I don't know. 7's too much.
I'll buy this down a half a point. I'll take Houston in this. Whenever it's 7 or 3 or 10, I'll buy it down a half a point.
I'm going to put this in my teaser, and I'm going to make it even. Money line Houston.
Okay. Yeah, I'm. Even though Nico Collins is out, I think CJ Stroud is good enough to win by a touchdown. I don't know about Drake May. I saw him, you know, a couple times during preseason. This will be his first start in the NFL. Will it be rough? Will it not? We'll find out. He doesn't really have any weapons there. Stevenson is back, but he's still got a broken finger.
What do you think about Drake May not leaving North Carolina to go to
Ohio State?
I think both of them are shopping.
It was fucking stupid, man. And you're seeing what happens with like a Bo Nix. Bo Nix is a perfect example, dude. Go to Oregon, light it up. Go to the Pac-12 where there's no defenses. Set your stats and go as high as you can. Cam Ward is doing it right now in the ACC. Cam Ward cares about Cam Ward, and he's smart. He got a shit ton of money to go to Miami, and he's lighting up the entire league. Make your stats look as great as they can to go to the NFL to get that other big contract. I think you're a fucking moron for not going to one of those schools that can improve your personal draft pick.
Yeah.
Now, for Drake May, it turns out it didn't matter. He got drafted in the top 5 anyways. We'll see if he's actually good enough to be that.
But he didn't it's one thing if you're in the SEC and you do that, or the Big Ten and you do that, and stay at the smaller school because you're playing good competition every week. In the ACC, you're not. Mm-mm. 80% of your games are fucking bullshit. So what did he actually gain from staying there, aside from not moving? I just don't understand that move, to be honest.
I don't either, but it's the same way I look at Shedeur Sanders, where they're talking about him potentially being the top quarterback in this draft. They don't play anybody in Colorado, so I wouldn't really trust it right now. Him being the guy and being the franchise guy, and then there's going to be a lot of pressure from Deion. I don't know, man. It's these quarterbacks these days. I mean, look, we said this the other day on Monday Morning Recap, Derek, but the Jaden Daniels and the CJ Strouds from the last 2 years that are leading their franchises, what appears to be the playoffs in the first year, CJ Stroud's case, they fucking won. It's going to keep making all these teams draft up and get a guy because they think that's going to happen to their franchise now.
Yeah. I mean, it's been happening for the last 15 years, 20 years, really.
But it's one guy usually, and then they draft, what, 8 quarterbacks in the first round, 6 to 8, and then it's, you know, one of them will pan out, the others will be dog shit, and then they shuttle them right out of there. Bryce Young is even starting, for Christ's sakes, and he was drafted number one last year.
Yeah.
It's nuts, dude. Next up is Buccaneers against the Saints. This is Tampa Bay, -3.5. Keep in mind, Carr is out there. I'm all over Tampa Bay in this one. What about you, Derek?
I would take Tampa, but I'd buy a half a point.
Okay. D'Anthony?
I'll take the Bucs -3.5. I don't think you need to buy the point, the half point. I think they're going to blow them out. I think Baker is upset, really upset about how things went last week with Atlanta. He played a good game. They just couldn't pull it out in the end, and he's going to butt fuck the Saints this week.
Yeah, and Spencer, it's either going to be Spencer Rattler or that other guy. Taysom Hill's hurt too.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that sucks for them. It's just like, yeah, their offense is going to get one-dimensional really quick. Alvin Kamara is going to get jammed the fuck up. Mm-hmm. So, the Bucs, and the Bucs have surprisingly, despite some of the movement the last couple of years with their defense, still playing pretty good defense right now. So
Baker Mayfield has 11 touchdowns and 2 interceptions on the season. Not bad.
MVP.
At this point, who knows?
I wouldn't be shocked if he wins an MVP at some point in his career, to be honest.
Fuck. With how bad the league is, who knows, dude? Like this next game, Browns at the Eagles, Derek. This is Eagles -9.
Nine
Holy shit.
Is fucking crazy.
That's the highest spread we've had of the season. Who you got, Derek?
And I'm taking Philly, but I wouldn't, not by 9.
Browns are so bad, though.
It's NFL, man. They still have a good defense.
Yeah, it's the Browns' defense is good. The over-under is 42.5. I understand that Deshaun Watson sucks, but the Eagles haven't played a full game this entire season. They haven't played a consistent wire-to-wire game once this year. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe they get it right against the Browns. The Browns suck, yeah. But not on defense. That 9 is wild to me. I'm going to add that to my teaser, too. I'm taking that up to Browns +16.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I just don't believe in the Browns.
Nobody should.
No, this is one that I'll tease down in a card.
I'll go down. I'll go down to 3.
I'll tease it down and take the Eagles on a card, but I don't bet this game straight up at 9. I'm with you. 9 in the NFL is a lot of
fucking
points.
That's
the highest spread we've seen this year.
That's wild.
So, yeah. And Jalen Hurts, 4 touchdowns, 4 interceptions on the year. Yeah, 9's a lot. Nine's a lot. Next up, we got the Redskins at the Ravens. It's a fucking fun game right here.
This would be a good one.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels against probably his idol, Lamar Jackson, one would imagine. And it's Ravens -6.5. Who you got, Derek?
You know, the other thing is I don't think people realize how close Washington and Baltimore are, how close they are to each other.
Yeah, like, that's the D.C. It's all the D.C. Metro.
They
right
touch
there.
Tips.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just... just touching dips, but they like we would take a train when we go up there.
Yeah, it's like I think the train is actually 2.5 hours because it's a train and it's slow, but you can drive there in 1.5 hours if you really get after it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I like the over under though, because I do think that Baltimore is gonna score 30 plus points.
I think the Redskins are gonna score a lot too.
Yeah, and I think Washington, I think it's gonna be a tight game. It's gonna be a very similar game to last week against the Bengals. So I do think that the over under is right, and then I don't like the 6.5 because I think it's gonna be a tighter game than people think.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna take the Redskins +6.5 there, but I'm gonna take the over. I think they're gonna score more than this.
Okay. I'm gonna ride with the Ravens at -6.5. I think they can keep them off the field with Derrick Henry there, and I think they win by 1 touchdown. I understand why it's 6.5. That little cock tease there just to get you to a 1 touchdown game. And I think the Ravens are rolling right now. Give me the Ravens. Next up, Chargers against the surging Broncos. 3-2 Broncos there. This is Chargers -3. It's in Denver.
I'll be at this game.
Really?
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Get us a Bo Nix jersey and then just smash the name in on the back, okay? Just smash it in there.
But yeah, I think that in this one, I would take the Broncos in this one because they historically play good against the Chargers at home.
The over-under in this game is the lowest I've seen in the NFL this year, 35.5. I want to tell the audience, this is the one game I got burned on last week. Actually, two games. I lost the Cowboys game, and I lost the over-under of the Broncos game last week. They ended up scoring 56 points combined in that fucking thing, and it nuked me. And I had it teased up, too, pretty high. So I'm not going to touch that over-under. But give me the Chargers -2.5. I'll knock that down. D'Anthony, who you got?
I'll take the Chargers at 2.5.
Okay.
You guys fucked.
No. No, we're not.
Yeah. Fucked.
No.
The Chargers have lost 2 in a row. It's not going to – it's – Harbaugh's not losing 3 in a row.
Yes, he will. In Denver.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Listen, Broncos fans fucking hate the Chargers, so it's about to be – wound up
that part there. I believe.
Yeah, and Chargers fans hate the Chargers, so I understand it. But with you, are you going to be on the sidelines? What does a guy like you do when you go to these games? You know, obviously you won the Super Bowl with them. Do they let you just hang out on the field all game, or do you go into a suite?
I go into a sometimes I'll go on the field sometimes, but that just gets fucking murky. So I'll probably be, and I have my daughter with me, so I'll go up in a suite. They're retiring one of my former teammates, Chris Harris Jr., as a Bronco in this game. So I think that, I think we're going up to a suite, and he's got like 5 daughters. So my daughter could play with them and we can hang out and catch up.
That's awesome. Tell him we said congratulations. But yeah, it's going to be sad that they lose on his inductment, you know, in the ceremony thing. I'm sorry about that, Derek. Apologies. Obviously, thoughts and prayers, emoji hands and all that other stuff. But yeah, they're going to lose. I can't get that tattoo, you know. Just, I think the Chargers know what I'm going through, and they're going to help me out this weekend.
No chance. No chance.
Next up, you got the Steelers at the Raiders. Minshew is probably out this game, so keep that in mind when you bet this. This is Pittsburgh -3. Help me understand this spread, Derek.
Why is it only -3?
I don't know. Everybody's sitting out.
Yeah, Vegas has no one on the field.
No.
Are they just, and their defense is not that impressive.
Brock Bowers has had a good year at tight end. He's on my fantasy team, but now it's O'Connell and then him. But then again, Adams, like I said at the top of the show, is going to sit out again. And then a couple other dudes. So yeah, dude, give me the fucking Steelers -2.5, and I'm all in on this game. Steelers looked good last week. Look, Dak pulled off a miracle at the end. Nothing you can really do about that.
Yeah, and I think Pittsburgh is going to, their fan base is going to show up in Vegas, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at these tickets. Last row is $258 in the stadium. So, yeah, Pittsburgh fans are definitely amped. And they probably plan their family trip there for something like this out in Vegas. D'Anthony, yeah, for sure. D'Anthony, who you got?
Man, I don't know. That's weird. Vegas is not stupid. Vegas is not stupid, so I think I'm going to take the under 36.5. And I just want to be clear that I have hit on 3 sub-40 unders this year so far. I'm taking the under.
I can't do it. I can't bet an under in the mid-30s, dude, ever in my entire life. I'm not going to do it this week. Yeah, give me the Steelers -2.5. This will be a big boy bet on this one, too, if you're following along in Drinker Bro Sports this weekend. Next up is Lions at the Cowboys. Oh, my. This is a good game. Detroit -3 in Dallas. Derek, who you got?
I like Detroit. I think Detroit is going to win this. I think that they're going to take Dak's soul. They're just going to out-tough him and get in his head. And I think you're starting to see that place. I think Dallas has fallen apart. They squeaked one by last week. All right, they squeaked by. They got lucky there, right? In the fourth quarter, things. Pittsburgh made some mistakes, and Dak Prescott made some really good plays, and there were some good catches that happened. So I do think that Detroit's going to win this game.
D'Anthony, who you got?
Yeah, Detroit 2.5. I'll buy half a point for safety.
Man, I feel like this is one of those weird games that the Cowboys win.
Micah Parsons and D-Law are out. Detroit's coming off a bye. Mm-hmm. They've got 2 of the best running backs in football. I know because both of them are on my fantasy team. Yep. They've been lighting it up all fucking year
for me. Montgomery and Gibbs have been great.
To be honest, I think -3 is safe, but just for the for shits and gigs, I'm going 2.5.
This is just a gut pick on this one. I'm going to bump this up a half a point and take the Cowboys plus 3.5 in this. Yeah, they have these weird games, and then they kind of turn it on. Dak's having, he's got 1,400 yards already. Yeah, I just think this is one of those weird games they pull out, and you're like, huh? Why?
Ross, he's not scoring touchdowns.
What's that?
He has all these yards, but he's not scoring touchdowns. So you got to remember, we're not playing fantasy here. Like, he's not scoring touchdowns.
He's got eight, though. And look, I mean, Burrow's got 12, for Christ's sakes. Like, I think it's, again, this is a gut pick, dude. I'm going to go
1,400 yards, and he's only got how many touchdowns?
Eight.
Exactly.
Eight. Look.
Have 12 touchdowns.
It's a gut pick on this one. Give me Cowboys plus 3.5. I'm telling you, something weird's going to happen in this game. I can feel it. Next up.
Run the ball down our fucking throat. That's what's going to happen, and Dallas is going to Dallas.
Next up, we got Falcons, Panthers. This is Falcons minus 6 at the Panthers. Who you got there, Derek?
I'm taking the Falcons all day. Mm. And I think Cousins throws for 700 yards.
I would actually probably take the under on yards for Kirk Cousins, but only because they'll have this game wrapped up by the early third quarter.
So they'll just run.
Yeah, I think they're going to be running the ball a lot, which is that's a good standard in a bad game. If you got a quarterback that throws a lot, but you also have a pretty good running back or multiple running backs, which technically they do, take the over on carries, take the under on passing yards. Typically, you're safe on that. That's two things I'm definitely going to take on here. But yeah, Falcons minus 6. They're going to win this game by 2 touchdowns probably. The Panthers are the worst team I've ever seen.
Yeah, they're bad. But I'm going to take the under on this at 46.5, just simply because I don't know if the Panthers can score points.
It could be 40-3, to be honest.
Right.
I could totally see that happening.
So even a 14 game gets you there. So yeah, I'm going to take the under on this at 46.5. In this one, next up, we got Bengals at the Giants for the Sunday night game. My God, man, they keep giving the Giants a lot of primetime games still. It's fucking shocking to me. This is Bengals minus 3.5. Derek, who you got?
Take the Bengals.
Yeah, I'm looking that way too. If they can turn it on now, looking at their schedule coming up here, yeah, they would have a shot. They get Giants, Browns, Eagles, Raiders. Then they got the Ravens, Chargers, and Steelers. So yeah, there's a shot here. There's a shot if they can start winning now, and they've got to win this game to do it. So yeah, give me the Bengals minus 3.5.
Field goal. I mean,
you can always knock it down a half a point if you want to, and that's fine. But for me, I think Burrow has looked pretty good as of late. I think you're fine by a touchdown there. D'Anthony, who you got?
Man, no.
Yeah.
I don't think
so. The NFL's been hard this year.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't believe in the Bengals. I think they might lose this game, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
To the Giants, huh? Mm-hmm. That's gross.
You think they overlook the Giants?
I just think the Bengals are a bad football team.
I mean, they just played the Ravens, really tight game.
Mm-hmm.
But did they use all of that to go all in for this one game, and have they given up? And that's what I was thinking when I watched it, because they were up by a lot most of the game, and then Baltimore just kept chipping away and finally got them in the end. Yeah, man, shit.
Didn't Cincinnati miss a field goal to win the game in overtime?
Yeah. Yeah, they missed.
Like, could have won the game.
They should have. But they didn't. And yeah, but I'm all in on the Bengals anyway, so I don't really give a shit. You're not going to bet this game, and you're out of it. But yeah, I think the Bengals win by a touchdown. I think they start to turn it up right now. They looked pretty good last week. Jamar Chase is Jamar Chase, and they're starting to involve him a little more. Last but not least here, the Monday night game. Whew. Bills at the Giants. This is Bills minus 2.5. Who's the head coach of the Jets? Do we know that? Have they named an interim coach, or what are they doing up there? Yeah. They have? Who is it?
Dave Coach.
Is it Dave Coach?
Yeah. He invented coaching in 1975.
Yeah, old Dave Coach, yeah. Dude.
It's Jeff Ulbricht.
Ulbricht?
I don't even know who that is.
Ulbricht.
Yeah. Good for him. Good for him. Why don't we just say that it's Aaron Rodgers, and he's coaching this game for himself. Then, do you believe Aaron Rodgers, as the coach and the quarterback, beats the Bills And does he, is the 2.5 worth it? Derek, who you got?
I don't want to touch this one because Josh Allen's a loser.
Yeah.
And does loser things. And I don't know, man. Maybe getting that head coach at, we'll see. Maybe getting that head coach out of there was the issue. And now the Jets are going to be good.
Yeah.
Does Aaron Rodgers just turn it up because he hated the coach so much? And he was like, see, it was that motherfucker, not me.
You know, he's thinking that.
Yeah.
100%, right? Now, I don't know if it's going to translate into anything. The Bills' defense is just okay. They're not great or anything. The Jets' defense is very good. They just got to move the ball. They just got to stay, keep their offense on the field, and they can definitely beat the Bills. Honestly, definitely. Right? Just because of how good the defense is. Forget about the offense. They just got to move the ball down the field. I don't know anything about this new coach coming in. I have no idea what's going on. These things can go one way or the other, right?
Yep.
When you have a coach out, like you can see what Michigan did last year when Harbaugh was out, which is like, fuck the world. We're going to go win it for the Gipper or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Or it can completely fall apart. So I'm not betting. I'm not getting anywhere near this. We'll see. By Monday, I'll probably be mad and bet on it.
I'm going to take the over-under, actually. It's 40.5. I think they hit it. I think it's a 24 or a 23-20 game. I'm gonna bet the over in this one.
I would bet the over for sure.
I think Rodgers will be pissed off enough to throw 2 or 3 touchdowns, and that'll get you to that over. Josh Allen and those guys will get you, you know, a couple out of there. So, yeah, give me that over under at 40.5.
Primetime game. Josh Allen usually plays pretty good in primetime games.
We'll see.
That's actually true.
Yeah, it's...
Of all the players that are good or bad, like Cousins is not particularly good in primetime. Josh Allen's usually pretty good in primetime.
I think the spite of Rodgers, though, could actually win this fucking game just because he wants to be an asshole.
I'm definitely going to watch it just for that.
Yes.
Because this might end up being a fucking crazy shootout, even with how good the Jets' defense is, because Josh Allen's a loser, but he does play really well in these particular games. So
yeah.
Fuck yeah, let's do it.
Derek, who do you got on Wolf Untamed this week on your podcast?
Adam Waheed. He goes by Adam W. He's a comedian. He's hilarious. So go ahead and check that one out. It's pretty good.
That's awesome, man. Do you have video as well, and do you have a YouTube channel?
Yeah. Yeah, Wolf Untamed. All my hunting videos are on there as well as the podcast. So you can listen to me on anywhere you listen to podcasts, and then YouTube is where you can watch it.
Perfect. And then on your YouTube there, I know you didn't catch anything in elk season. So is it just kind of you hanging out in the woods by yourself, or how's that work?
No, the hunts that I actually do kill things are on there. But also there's a story behind it. Like you get to see like what actually goes into an elk hunt, and how hard it really is to do with a bow. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Do you have the same editor 60 minutes, like with Kamala Harris, and they're kind of just stitching together you killing things, or, you know, is that what it feels like, Derek? You said you didn't kill anything this season. I'm a little disappointed, you know?
Well, I did. I actually killed a mountain goat, which that video is not out yet, but I did kill a mountain goat this year with my bow, which is really hard to do. And then, I came really close a bunch of times on mule deer, and then I got really tight on some bulls and stuck one in the shoulder, and he lived, and he ran off like it didn't even, like he got bit by a bee.
Is there bulls up in the mountains up there?
A bull, like, just means a male.
Oh,
a bull. Not, what kind of bulls do you think I'm talking? You think I'm talking about like cow bulls? Like,
no, Bob's bull is who I was thinking of. Bob's got a bull that's he lives with.
That's and a sexual thing.
And, yeah. And has sex with his wife. So wasn't sure. Just wanted to clarify, obviously, yeah, for the audience. 'Cause you can't really show that with somebody with a gag ball in their mouth.
Yeah, him and my wife are in Aspen this week, so he is in the mountains technically.
Okay.
Good guess.
Yeah, yeah. So if you want to have him on the show, it'll be hard to talk through the ball gag, but you know, I think your audience, since it's video as well, will be able to enjoy it on Wolf Untamed.
I saw Ryan Jensen driving around in his truck with his dog, and his dog was wearing pajamas the other day. So I had to I talked some shit.
Is that real?
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah. He's like, she gets cold, man.
You retire from the NFL and you're like, man, I'm bored as shit. What could I do today?
Well, it's like the
put
most
some pajamas on my dog.
It's always the manliest dudes, you know, that are doing like the gayest shit for some reason. Like all the military is super gay. We all have pets. Like the way we talk, if like a home invader saw the way we talk to our pets in private, they would be like, fuck this guy. I'll take all his shit. Like singing to him and talking like a fucking baby, and then somebody hears me, I'm like, excuse me.
Yeah, sorry. It wasn't me.
Somebody let a queer in here. I don't know what it is.
Derek, have fun at the Trump rally. You're speaking, right?
Yeah, I'll be speaking. Should be good. I'm probably just going to smash beers over my head. Really not going to say
much. Dude, come out. Have them play Stone Cold's walkout music when you come out.
Oh, I wish.
Why not?
That'd be the best.
Play it yourself. Just fucking like say anything. Just have a big boombox.
Yeah, big boombox. And then just put it into the microphone and you'll be good to go.
Yeah, and just kick somebody right in the fucking chest when you walk out.
Just hit somebody with a stone. Hit somebody in like a
stunner. Yeah. Shit.
Trump was in the doc. Did you watch the doc on Netflix, Mr. McMahon?
Good.
So the attitude, good.
Just the attitude era.
Oh, I yeah.
All you motherfuckers love the attitude era.
It's
dude.
The best. The fuck you talking about?
Hogan, dude. Hogan. They even admitted Hogan was the GOAT in that whole thing.
No, they didn't.
We already went through this. Yeah. And we destroyed every piece of your argument.
Every single person. Yeah. Even The Rock was just like, he's the best, dude. No. That's the guy.
They say that because in the same way that people say Babe Ruth was the best, but he's not better than Shohei Ohtani.
We'll never
because
know.
Because nobody was throwing 103 mile per hour cutters in fucking 1925.
You know what Babe Ruth didn't have? A translator. So
he also didn't play against black people.
Well, was it necessary back then?
Well,
we don't know.
Ohtani can also speak English. He uses that as a scapegoat.
Perfect English, by the way.
I mean, by the way, would English. You not do that?
Oh, I would do
it
all the time.
I don't want to fucking talk to anybody.
100%.
But you ever see him talk to a white woman? Has him in tears.
No.
Laughing.
Hey, you know another one that's good to watch, Derek? I just finished the Boris Becker doc on Apple. It was fucking rad, and you forget he was the guy with the red hair who was diving around winning all the Wimbledons and all that other shit, and then went to prison. And so with that, when he was in court against his ex-wife hired like this super powerful divorce attorney, and to slow him down because he was so smart and he knew that he wasn't as smart as the lawyer, he asked for a translator before he got up on the stand in German, even though that motherfucker spoke perfect English his entire life.
It's pretty funny.
And then he told the story on the dock and was like, it was just to fuck her over, dude. Really good.
Yeah. I'm into it.
Appreciate you tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star and you can walk away. Also, go and download Wolf Untamed, wherever your ear holes listen to podcasts. For Derek Wolf, D'Anthony D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the NFL Week 6 Prediction Show. Good night, everyone.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.